Masim in Shin Chaf, Seif Yotef. So, over here we're discussing Tzviya Ba'eichlin, coloring Eichlin. Now, there's a Malacha, one of the Malachas is Tzviya, and one of the Malachas is Kaisiv. What is the difference between Kaisiv and Tzviya? In both cases, you're taking ink, and you're putting ink onto a background. You're giving it a background, you're giving the ink a background. Either it's on a piece of paper, it's on the wall. What's the difference between the two? So the Achronim are magdir that Kaisev is where I'm using the ink, I'm using the way of writing as to give over a message. I am writing letters or I'm writing a symbol, which is a way of giving over a message to someone else. Tzveya, there's no message being given over. Tzveya, I'm putting a splotch of ink on the wall, which is making the wall look nicer. Now that you have this modern art on your wall, it looks nicer. Or I painted the wall, it looks nicer. So the Kaisev is I'm using the ink to write a message, to give a message over. Go to the store, buy for me this, have a happy Shabbos. Tzveya is where I'm using the dye, the ink, the paint, to enhance the look of the thing. I paint the walls, now the room looks nicer. So over here, when it comes to Eichlin, what's happening over here? So the Mechaber talks about liting charkim. Charkim is some kind of yellow spice, which could be that yellow spice they use all over in Eretz Yisrael. Charkim betavshol, to put it into the tavshol. Mutter. Ve'ein lochash loim shum tzeveya. Ve'ein tzviya ba'ichlan. And the Beis Yosef is bringing this from Shabbat Aleke, who was not sure if there is tzveya or not. Says the Mechaba, says, ein lochash, don't worry about it. Now, Sivchav speaks about where you're eating tusim, eating strawberries or other fruits which have a dye to it. You have to be careful not to touch with your red fingers your white baguette, because now you're coloring it, or the white tablecloth. Again, if I dip my bread into it, that's not a problem, because ain't tzviya baich. You know, in Schita, there's a story with the Ragachava. The Ragachava, he learned Shulchan Aruch without Magen Avraham, because he felt that he knows the story. So he felt that he understands the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't need the Magen Avraham, and he was probably able to. So he met the Beis Yisrael. I think it was the Beis Yisrael, one of the Ger Rebbe's, at some gathering. And the Ger Rebbe said to him, you learned Shulchan Aruch without the Magen Avraham, let me ask you a question. If you have a spill, you have some red stuff that's spilled, red soda, red juice spilled, is it better to wipe up the spill with a white baguette or with a red baguette? So he said, probably the red one. No one said, he said, probably the red one. So Beis Yisrael said, that's why you have to learn Magen Avraham. Because the white one is lichluch. No one wants your white baguette to be red. But your red one to be redder, of course you want it. So the red one is worse. Anyways, so we're talking about over here, you're touching so I said a white baguette. I didn't mean dafka white, maybe red also. But you're touching, this leads to the discussion of women eating, right? Women, where's the derech to put lipstick on, red lipstick, so can they eat strawberries? Right, or not? Dyeing their lips, and they want it. Perhaps, right? Mishmur talks about it a little. Okay, so like this. So we have Sif Yotes, and we have Sif Chaf. Right, so Sif Yotes said, the charkim is not a problem. That's not a problem because ain't tzvi b'eichel. Sif Chav talks about now taking the tzeva of the eichel and putting it on something else. That could be a problem, which is based on the Urayim in Simin Reish Ayin Dalet, who doesn't mention anything about tzvi b'eichel. He just says that someone who's eating two sim, someone who's eating strawberries, is not called it's not called tzvia, because tzvia is only on something which is the derech to be tzvea, something which is the derech to color, to paint. And it's not the derech to be tzvea oichlin, or to be tzvea oichlin. So it comes out like this. Based on our Hakdama, right? We start off with Hakdama. What's the chiluk between Kaisiv and Tzeveya? So we said Tzeveya is we are using the paint, the ink, to enhance something, to make it look nicer. So the rule is like this. When the Tzeva is coming to enhance the thing which is being dyed, which is being colored, to make it look nicer, I paint in the wall so that it should look nicer. And what's the gedda to nice? What's the gedda to that I'm enhancing it? That's totally in the Hanhagas Oilam. That's totally in what people view that you're enhancing, where you make it nicer. So since not the derech for people to dye their faces, to put paint on their faces, slow there. For sure not men. That's a hope for that at least. That it's not the derech for men to dye their face. So therefore the strawberry red that gets stuck on their face or their lip by is not together enhancing, because that's not what's normally done. That doesn't have chashivas of the malacha. The chashivas of the malacha is not there, because if the noi and the yoifi is not a normal noi and yoifi, that's not the malacha. So too, since it's not the derech ha'olam to be tzevea oichlin, because oichlin are made to eat, you eat the food, you don't color the food. The ikra of the oichel is the taste, not the coloring. Therefore, tzevias oichlin is not considered a malach at all. However, we still may find, even though this is pretty clear, but we still may find that there are cases where tzevias by oichlin will be asim in Darbanan, and perhaps even deraisa. The Shulchan Aruch, this case is the Shulchan Aruch by Charkon. What's the Charkon over there? The Charkon over there is to make it look nicer. You're using a yellow spice. But since, or, I take that back for a second. The Charkon over there, the Ikar of the Charkon is for the taste. I take that back. The Ikar of the Charkon is for the taste, to make the Tashal taste better. Now, it's also giving it a coloring. It's Psik Resha that's being colored. Psik Resha that's being colored. But like we mentioned, since it's not the derech to color it, to color food, so even though it's getting colored, but it's not the malacha. You don't enhance food by coloring. Says the Prima God, then what would the din be if, let's say, I have kavana for the coloring. I have kavana for the coloring. I want it to look nicer. Does that change anything or not? So they bring down a Gemara Kuf Mem, which, if you remember, when we learned Bayrer, it came up in the Simen on Bayrer. Says over there that I'm allowed to take a egg, the yolk of the egg, right? Over there in Bayra was talking about separating the yolk from the white. For what purpose? So it said because there's chardal seeds on the bottom, and the yellow gets poured onto the mustard, and the mustard seeds, and gives it a coloring of yellow. So the Gemara says over there that I'm allowed to do it legivun. Rashi explains, give a means to give it a yellow coloring, to give it a coloring. Which is mukach, that even if my ikar kavan is for the coloring, it's mutta. However, the Daki Moshe says on this raya, that it's only ketsas raya. Because there's another pshat over there that doesn't mean coloring. The Rambam lets give a means something else. So therefore, it may not be a complete raya. So therefore, the Prima Godim is clearing what would be the din. Again, so bottom line, whether he got the right or not, the bottom line is Prima Godim's clearing whether I'm a chavin, if I'm a chavin lehedya of Nifurish for the coloring, will that be a problem? That the Maisa la halacha, the Prima Godim says that misvaret pashit ain't svir ba'ichlin, even if you're a chavin l'shem tseva, your achshve doesn't help. Because it's not the derech to color it. It just doesn't fall into the malach over here. Okay? However, comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and he brings this Chaya Adam, that says, Nochain limnoyam elas izayis v'shabbos. It's nochain not to do this on Shabbos. Now, it's mashman the Chaya Adam, that what he's talking about over here is, a case where you're being mechavin for the tzviya. If I'm being mechavin for the coloring of the food, then it's nochain not to do it. And you take a look at the Nishmas Adam, from the Chayadim, he wrote the Nishmas Adam, Ois Gimel, where he explains that the Charkoim, he explains over there that by Charkoim, there was a derech to be Tzevea with Charkoim. So if you're going to be using it for Tzevea, so then you can be over, if that's your kavana for it. As opposed to chadol, he says, it's not the derech letzboya with it, to be tzveya with it. Therefore, it's not going to be, that's why the Gemara is matzeh, which is mashma from the chayodam, that only something like charkon would be awesome. Meaning, even though you're putting it there for the taste, and there's a psikration for the tzeva, but when I'm doing it also for the tzeva, then it'll be awesome. Now, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. When the Mishnah Berurah brings down on Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, it seems like he's bringing down the Chayadam. Are you using it? No, so he's bringing that. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like he's dafka bringing down the Chayadam's Chumrah only when you're being mechavin for it. When you're mechavin for the tzeva. Maybe I'm chavim for the tzeva. Yeah, I'll read you the chayadam is in klach of dalid. I say klach of dalid. I say. I got the wrong one. Yep. Okay. In klach of dalid. I say. Now the So it seems like the Chayadim learned that the Shukhrach is talking about when you're putting it there for taste and not for the look, for the coloring. The Chayadim is being chadish to us that if you're doing it also for the coloring, it may be aser because it was the derech to be tzveya with charkon. And that's what Mishnah is bringing down over here. So let me ask you a question. Nowadays we have food coloring, right? Healthy or not. But we have food coloring, and every house has food coloring. When you make different things, you put in a few spritzes of it to color red, blue, green. So it comes out that nowadays tzvias eichlin, there is a derech of tzvias eichlin. There's a whole market of different colors of food coloring. You buy it, you use it. So there is a derech of tzvias eichlin. You can't say anymore that it's not the derech of the melacha. Now, Kubi is not awesome in a Torah. So Kubi is not awesome in a Torah. But to be tzevea with the food coloring, which is made to color the food, might be Isra, especially according to the Chayadam, that if I'm a chavin for it, like he's saying that the Charkim was the derech to color with it. So if I'm a chavin to color with it, then for sure there's a nochin l'mnoyim izeh. Especially over here where it's made miyuchid for Eichlin. It's made for Eichlin. Right, they even have these magic markers to color your cookies with. So this is made for food. So that on Shabbos one should not do. The Prima Gadim dines up. What about if I'm coloring the food because I want to market it? I want people to buy it, right? Red always gets, every child wants the red lollipop. So I want the child to eat this food. So I get put in some red coloring. Or I want buyers to buy it. Tracks the eye. Grabs onto the eye when it has certain colors. It's not just bland. It's not just white. Right? So when I'm doing it in order to attract buyers. The Chayadim learned that this... I mean, not the Chayadim. The Prima Gadim learned that this would be a Issa Deraisa. The Gemara Shabbos... here... Oh, yeah. Gemara Shabbos Thank you. And the Ayin He on the base, the Gemara talks about Sheikhet. A Sheikhet Chayv, some Sheikh is Chayv. What's he Chayv because of? Ayin He on the base. Where it says, why is a Sheikhet Chayv? Starts on Amnav. A Sheikhet Sheikhet Mishum Mayim Chayv. Why? When it's on Sheikhs, why is he Chayv? So Rav says, Mishum Tzeveya. Shmuel says, Shemetil's Neshama. Because he took away its Neshama. But Rav says, Tzeveya. Gemara asks, Mishum Tzeveya, in Mishum Netil's Neshama, na, lo, ema af Mishum Tzeveya. Okay. So he agrees also because of Tzeveya. What's Tzeveya over here? Because when I shech the red blood, die is the makam shechita, the place of the shechita. Who cares about that? Who cares that that it's seveya? Well, who cares? So the Gemara says, because I want it, so people will know that this was shechted. So people will know that it was shechted and it's fresh. People will see it's like a fresh piece of meat. It was just shechted. So there's a nichle to it. So Rav says yoiva because it's seveya. So the Prima Golem says, I see, from, and the Rambam Paskin, I'm sorry, the Rambam Paskins, the Rambam Paskins like Shmuel, which said, Mishum Tzis Neshama. But says the Prima Golem, from Rav at least I see, that Tzeveya Oichlin, this is Oichlin, for the buyers to see that this nice, fresh piece of meat, so they should want to buy it, is the Isser of Tzeveya. Now, even though it says Brit Mekadim, even though the Rambam Paskin is like Shmuel, but that which Shmuel is arguing is only because Shmuel held that's not the derech of the Sheikhtim to shech in order to dye the basa. It's the derech of the Meichrim to dye the wine, to color the wine so that people will buy this nice colored wine. But the Sheikhtim are not doing it for it. The Beima.
But you can't eat the blood, and you're not going to eat the skin that's died either.
You wash it off, you're right, but I'm being tzevei oichlin. If there's no din tzevei by oichlin, like we started off, that just not the derech to be tzevei oichlin, if there's no tzevei by oichlin, so there shouldn't be tzevei. But here you see clearly it's oichlin, and I'm tzevei.
It's oichlin.
The animal, you eat meat?
The color of the meat doesn't change when you shech it. The part around the neck, the skin around the neck, you don't eat.
I don't know how far it goes.
The blood is already in.
Said okay, I don't want to get it. The Prima Golem assumes that it's Eichel. He ate that part of the animal. So the Meister, the Mishbrura, when he brings this din of the Prima Golem, he brings the din. He doesn't bring the reasoning. And in parentheses he says, "I am the Prima Golem," and also there's another reason over here of maybe Uvda the Chol, the Etzim Shimush for Mechira. That which you're doing something for Mechira, for selling it, could be a question of Uvda D'chol. So it comes out like this, that perhaps Shmuel's Taka being Chaylik on Rav, and that's why it's Mashman in the Mishmrua, that Shmuel's being Chaylik on Rav, Shmuel held that you're not going to be Oivan Tzeveya D'Raisa, but Lemaisa, if that's going to attract the buyers to buy it, and you're doing it for that Matara, for that purpose, so then it's probably going to be usher because of one of these reasons, either it's Tzeveya or because of the D'chol. Now, the Prima Golem says that if you do take something of Eichel and you're going to dye it to preserve it, to save it as what it is, you colored it to so it's going to lose its shame Eichel, now it's like a kli. So that would be also to do on now. The Daki Moshe brings down, what about Tzvi by Mashkin? Right? You have water and you color it with any type of Kool-Aid or some type of thing, you're coloring the water. So there's a Havamin over here that we're going to be more Machmer by Mashkin. Maybe more why? For interesting svara, the Gemara in Shabbos earlier talks about ayin hatseva, paint. Paint, it looks like paint. Right? How do they make paint? They take samim on him. They took these herbs, soaked in the water, and gave a coloring to the water. So, could be it's only a drabanan. Maybe it's a xer drabanan that if we're going to allow you to dye your water that you want to drink, it's daima to making paint. And Darka Moshe brings a makar to this ahavamina. The ma'isa of Darka Moshe is matmi on it, and he's matir. And he's machadish that to mix, he says, because mixing wine with water or wine with wine is not similar to paint. Over there, I'm taking samim manim, I'm soaking in the water. Over here, I'm taking wine with water. Therefore, and then that's what the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Nivav says, that it's mutter to be ma'arav yayin b'yayin. Question is if he means dafke yayin b'yayin and not b'mayim. What does he mean? Right? Can I borrow your Mishnah Berurah for a minute? Sorry. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah, it's interesting. Mishnah Berurah says over here, in Sifkat and Nivav, he says, Mutter liten yayin adam besaych adam red besaych yayin lavan. How about yayin into mayim? So there's a sharet ziyin. It's the mishin yirches. When the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, tea, making tea on Shabbos. So with the Mishnah Berurah's famous shita, the Mishnah Berurah held that you cannot make tea even in a kli shlishi. So what's the etza to make tea? So he says, prepare the tea scents from before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, cook up your leaves so you have tea scents. And then on Shabbos, and keep the tea scents on a blech, on a fire, so it'll stay warm. And then you'll mix it with your hot water and you'll have tea. So it says it's a sharitzin. Says the sharitzin over here. Sharitzin ois. Says the sharitzin. Sharitzin is ois samachay. Ba'ayfin ze toiv yaiser, she ara hamayim letoicha essence. She pour the water into the essence. Lotzeis beze gam das achoshin letzviya. To be choshish for those that are choshish for tzviya. Mamasha, akpel de gishar tzid. He's saying over here that when you're making a tea, now, does anyone have kavana for the coloring? You're making the tea and you have kavana for the coloring, kavana is for the taste. And still the Mishnah Berurah rings down, again, it's a sharitzin. So the sharitzin is usually just like food for thought, but it's the ma'aseh sharitzin. So he's saying over here that there's a chiddush, they're saying that even though we pass in ein tzvi b'eichlin, but there'll be chayshish for those that hold that there is tzvi. So again, like I point out, in Nun Vav by us, he says yayin with yayin. Doesn't say yayin and mayim. Why should it be different? Over here in the Sharitzin, he's saying that there is makan to be chayshish for it. And one should, it sounds like he's saying the best alatzara toiv, the best thing would be, is if you could get around it because there is makan to be machmer by coloring liquid. Therefore, always put the color first and then the water into the color. That's what he says. Yeah?
What would be the problem if it's not like to color it?
What?
So what would be the problem anyways? Like we said, you have no intent of actually dying it.
It's a chiddush. He's learning the Chaya Adam. It sounds like he's learning the Chaya Adam. We want to be medayik that Mishru is learning the Chaya Adam dafki if you're mechavim. So when he brings the Chaya Adam down, he says, Kishu mechavim. Sounds like he's learning that the chayodim might be true even if you're not mechavim.
So I'm just coloring in.
Coloring, right, which is, mamash doesn't stem with almost everything we said. Yeah. So it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. In Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in Hilchos Kiddush, it says over here that you're not to make kiddush on raw wine, right? You have to be meizig the wine, right? You know, some people have the meaning put the drips into the wine. It's because there's a din meziga. One of the dinim of kaishal bracha is they have to dilute the wine. Raw wine is so strong, it used to be at least, then their wines, if we would have learned Hilchos Brachos, so we would have seen that. Their wines were very strong. It wasn't yishmak. So there's a din. The Pekayishal Brach, you have to meizig the wine. You have to dilute the wine. You have to mix the wine with water. The chayr over there we see that it's mutter to be meizig yayin on Shabbos. So the Rav Paulim, the Ben Ish Chai in his Tshuva, he's talking about this. He's the one that wanted to say that perhaps it's a gzeirah drabanan on mashkin, because you might come to make paint on Shabbos. So he was bothered with this question. You see, he allowed to be moizig yayin. So he says that since the whole thing is only gzeirah drabanan and sidrabanan, but makkah and where it's not nicker, it's only little dot drips. Oh, haven't you putting water in already into the wine? It's not so much. So there they were in machmer.
Diluting would be called dyeing anyway.
What?
Would adding water to something that's already colored be called dyeing it anyway?
And so he seems to have learned that it's a gzera. Therefore, the gzera is making liquid colored is like paint. So you learned.
You can look. The stuff that you put in.
Yeah, you can look up the tshuva. It's a chelik gimel simcha val. What? Right. That's true. But again, it's shver. Therefore, again, a pashit, if you want to be chayshish for it, then like you pointed out, like the shayatzim, put the first the color and then the water. The only time it might be a shayla of the rice is if your mom is doing it for noi and it's the derech to do noi, which over here, it's pashit not shaykh in most cases. For Mechira, it's totally in the Prima Gala Mishabru of Hizasa. And I tell you what. Right, they talk about it Pesach by night. Pesach by night, they talk about it. Yeah, let's see here. Shmir Shabbos. Per Gimel. Ara. Are nun ches, and the new one's nun ches, the old one's nun dalet. So he's talking about over here, says, says Shemati, let's see. Talking about, I'm not sure what this is in English. Maybe it's English word. Tipois Valor Vav Alf Lamed Yud Reshid Ainun Valerion Chadayim of Techmaim. You're putting some drops into water, which is for a fool. He's talking about for a fool over here. Putting some, what?
What was it?
Vav Alf Lamed Yud Reshid Alfnun Valor Waller. Something like that. Anyways, you're putting drops into words. He says, Avgav shetiveya bekach, esamayim, upaisloi samashtiya, you can't drink it afterwards. Could be, my guess is maybe he's talking about sometimes for these nebulizers. You have to put in drops into the water. You can't drink that water. It's not right. So he says over here, even though you're being tiveya, and you're pastling it from shtiya, so it's not a shtiya, I feel like you shari. They should have a nasi little fool of a leilat zviya. Gam kan, kach gam kan, shekavrasi lechiti v'le tzviyo. But there's the Mitzvah. So, the Shmir Shabbos in Shin Gimel, instead of Shin Gimel, Siv Chav Hei. Shin Gimel, Siv Chav Hei. Over here it talks about women. Also, Leisha should tavi b'Shabbos srak al paneh. She not put makeup on her face. Mishum tzeveya. Umitam ze asur licho b'Shabbos. Umitam ze asur l'tuch al paneh. Batzek. They used to put this like dough or red dough, or made the skin red. So the Mishabura says over here. Says when we come back, and the bottom line, we come back. I feel a havara srak al pnei isha, even putting srak makeup on a lady's face. Gam kein ein el drabana. The ain tzviya midereisa al arha adam. You don't have tzviya on the arha adam. Ba'ayin the bir alacha. Ayin the bir alacha. Which is interesting because everyone made a face before when I said it's not the derech to put makeup on your face. So I said men. But the Mishrura and Rav Maisha also, in the tshuva where he's talking about different makeups, also they take on that makeup on a lady's face would be a derech, but other places can take on that as derech because the derech nowadays they all wear makeup and all that. But they took on Mishmura, Meisha, that's a Drabana. And therefore, in cases, sometimes you can have cases of a double Drabana. Right? Because if it's Enim Eskayim. So if it's Mamish Enim Eskayim, if like powder just falls off, so that's not even Issa. But if it sticks, but not doesn't last long, so that's Davish Enim Eskayim, which is Drabana. So you have Tzvi on the face, which is Drabana, plus Enim Eskayim is Drabana. So trade Drabana. It's b'makim tzayrech. It can be made. So
women would not be able to eat strawberries.
Oh, so could they eat strawberries or not? So what does Mishmur say over here? So he makes it a little difficult, no?
Yeah.
Right. The mice said they do, because I don't think anyone's dyeing their lips with the strawberries. Our strawberries are so juicy that they make the lips red.
There's all sorts of candy to make your lips red.
Right, so other things, yeah.
Right. Well,
huh?
By a candy, if you don't want that red, is it considered one?
Oh, candy.
You take red over other candies, so your mouth isn't blue. I'd rather my mouth be red than blue, so I take a red candy. Is that considered wanting to die or not?
No. It means you want, so it comes out of this. Wanting means you want it for the attraction of it. That it's like mechira. Yeah. No, chas v'shalom. It's a drabana. No, you have a specific makeup which is ena miskayim. The makim tzarech gadol. Let's make that clear. Makim tzarech gadol. So if you have a shal, ask first.
What's the makim tzarech gadol about makeup?
I didn't say there is, but the rule by the I just said the rule of trade the rabbanan. This is not psik. We're not talking about psik ratio. We're talking about a maisa. It's the rule by trade the rabbanan in Shinta Zion. It's a makom tzarech gadol will be more meko. Whatever the day will be, I can give you examples, but well, we're not learning. okay, so that's the, well, that's so funny. No, you'll get married, you'll find that the tzarech got all of it. Okay. They tell you all the secrets now. Either you won't want to get married, or there'll be nothing left for that. Okay. Okay, there were certain sifim. There was a few sifim that we jumped over along the way, which I'll just be ma'irer ha'are, and then in Mirtzeshem next week, we'll I say this every week that we're going to try earlier in the week, but we'll try earlier in the week, maybe Monday, to give share. So at least we'll have some share on Simchas Shin Chaf Aleph. If we have Monday and Thursday, so we'll get the Ibud and the May Melech, so we get down a little. Okay? So over here, in Sif Yudalid, it says, in Sif Yudalid, Harami Rutenberg matil lahatil mei reglayim b'shelik. The Rami Rutenberg was matil to urinate onto the snow. V'arash hoye nizim. The rush was nizim. So it seems like we're passing like the Maram. Maram was matir. And al zihiros hoye nizim al to inyan of zihiros to be chayshish for the rush. That's what it sounds like here. Meikar din is like the Maram Rutenberg. And al zihiros with chayshish for the rush not to do it. Now, what about the din of walking on the snow? What about walking on the snow? So that is mashman that even according, right, in Sifi Gimel, Dairi Shelig Baraglov, the ain't a chayshish means not even, you don't even have to worry about the rush. Why? Because even the rush is to walk on snow. Even the rush walked on snow. Why was he mat the snow and he wasn't nizer over there? Because over there it's not a psikration. Hashem came by Mei Reglayim. It's a psikration, they're going to melt it. So then, if that's true, if it's true that the chilik between Dries is raglav, walking on the snow and urinating on the snow, is psikration or not psikration, so then, first of all, why is the Maram matir? It's psikration. Number two, why is it only Rosh Hayin Nizar? Shirasar. Right? So the and Tak, if you look at the Shadura in Shechav Sifkat and Mem, it says Matil Ahatil Dumya the Darish Shara Baraglov. The svar of the Maram Rutenberg is because it's daima to Darish Shalik Beraglov. That was the svara. So why should Darish Baraglov? So if you take a look at the Mishbura Lamites by Darius Baraglav, he says, "Va'af imashelig ni moyach v'zavai dezeh." I, when I'm walking on it, I'm going to cause the snow to melt and to zav and to flow because of this. Less lamba. Why? Kiven du'ein imeschaven l'zeh. Because not meschaven for this. Now, he's not meschaven for this. He's not meschavim for this. But then the Mishbrua adds another point here. He says, V'ataz kosav, v'chem shudav shi'ef shal yizor b'zeh lo gozru b'zeh. New svar. Taz has a new svar. Now, is lo neschavim b'zeh, yesh lodin, is the lo neschavim, is that enough of a heter or not? But the Taz, it sounds like the Mishbrua is making a tziruf over here. First of all, lo neschavim, which we have to understand, if it's lo neschavim, so what's the problem? Sikresha? Then how can you be matri? So it sounds like he's not sure if it's sikresha or not, but b'tziref of the Taz that says legozru b'zeh, it's not a problem. Therefore, it's fine. Now, if we take a look in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkat in Kuf in the Mishabura, it brings from the Magen Avraham that if I have dirty kalim in the sink and some of them have on a shuman, fat, stuck to it, you should not be careful not to pour hot water on it because of the rush, because we're chayshish for the rush. And over there he writes Aser. He writes Asa because of the Rosh. Over here he writes Nizer. Over there he writes Aser. What's the difference? So perhaps because over here, in our sugi over here, we have this Taz. We have this Taz that says that since it's E-F-shel, right? The Chavin Shudavashi E-F-shel L'Zarvizeh L'Gazur Be'Chachamim. That's why it's much more Dairis Shelik Biraglov, Matur Meiraglai B'Shelik. It's more Kuladik over here because it's a Dava She'efsha, or Meiraglai is a Dava, go somewhere else. Over there in Shinyaches, where it's something which is Efsha to be careful about. So then over there you should be Chayshish for the Rosh, and he says also you should not pour hot water over it to melt the shuman. If so, then we're back to Akasha we once asked, how can I pour hot water over the sugar or the coffee in my cup where I'm doing a maisa to melt it? It's not any different than the case over there. So you should do it the other way around. You should put it in hot water and then put the sugar into there or put the coffee into there. What? And you have the problem of Sharatin. Very good. So, wow, we connected the whole share here. So now the question is, which one's better? Very good, very good. Good point. Again, the Minig Oilam is not to worry about, but it's just interesting how it comes out. And another Ha'ara over here, which I don't have a clear answer for, is the Sif Yud was before that the whole din of, right, Sif Yud is Mutl Shabbat Kerach Kedelito Mayim Mitachtav. Why? We say because you're not doing it Kedeshi Zuvu Amayim. You're not doing it in order that the water should flow. In all these cases, you're stepping on the snow so the water should flow. Kedeshi Zuvu Amayim. I made a whole shtickle tur there, Kadeshi Zuvu Amayim. Over here. There are certain chalukim to answer why over here it's Muhammadic, but it's definitely a question. So we'll remain with that. In Baruch Hashem, we went through Sim Shinchab, and Mirz Hashem, we'll touch on Sim Shinchab Aleph next week.